hits.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Ah, those not good at being bad. Always fun after a holiday weekend, and that includes from the sports world. You may have seen the viral video out of the U.S. Open. That's tennis, is it? Not song pong. That's not song pong. U.S. Open there in Flushing Meadow. And the CEO of a Polish paving stone company has apologized, calling it a serious mistake after he became the next Bond villain when he was caught on camera stealing a hat from a little kid there at the U.S. Open tournament. Piotr Czyrzek. There's a lot of consonants in this name, but it's basically Bond villain. Grabbed the hat that tennis star Kamil Marsharash, there you go, was trying to hand the boy, okay? So a little kid down there trying to get an autograph. Tennis player signs it, tries to give it back to the little kid. And all of a sudden, Piotr comes over here and grabs it and takes it. The little kid doesn't even know what happened. He says, quote, "I would like to unequivocally apologize to the boy who was harmed, his family, as well as the fans and the player himself." So to the emotions and the crowd's joy after the victory, I was convinced that the tennis player was handing the cap to me for my sons. It's a painful but necessary lesson in humility for me. Well, maybe Piotr learned his lesson. If not, we could send him to a Coldplay concert.
Dum, 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 dum.
Bad done. CEOs, man. Let us go to the baggage claim there. Busy weekend, Labor Day flying. This in Los Angeles. So if you feel over the holiday weekend, you may be able to relate to this guy's frustration. Flew home on Friday, this guy. Couldn't find his luggage at the baggage claim. But he had an AirTag inside of it. So he checked to see where it was and saw that the AirTag was showing the luggage was moving away from the airport towards the rideshare area. And that's when he realized somebody had ganked it. Somebody stole it. He started chasing after it and eventually saw it. It aborted up abandoned building about a half mile away. So they call the cops. Police officers show up, shine flashlights inside the building and saw some movement, went inside, lined up the people. There were people in there, and one of them was wearing the guy's clothes from his luggage. Pretty easy to spot out of an impromptu lineup.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, that's the guy. And that's my cardigan. Speaking of fashion, congratulations to Doogie Sandtiger, not only for having that name, Doogie Sandtiger. That's his actual name. But he's a guy out of Connecticut, and he's known as the Croc King, not for the amphibious creature. He has amassed a collection of 3,800-plus pairs of Crocs. Doogie began collecting them at about age 16, and he's into his 30s now. He set a goal of 366 pairs in his teens and now plans to showcase his ever-growing collection in a Crocsium, saying, "I want to show the world my Crocs." Dot, dot, dot. Maybe someday a girlfriend.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, been there, buddy. Let us go to this. let's go to Sunderland, England. And the Bobby's there. Police raided a vape warehouse after it was raided by burglars. Well, they come out, all the burglars had gotten away. But then, turns out the thieveries went over to Starbucks next door because they were craving coffee. And the thieves were next door. That's as far as their getaway plan took them. To where police were like, hey, wait a minute.
Dum, 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 dum.
I bet they spelled their name right on the police report, not Starbucks. And then finally, let's go to Lexington, North Carolina. Harry Burdick Jr. has been arrested for felony bigamy for being married to three different women in three different counties and essentially having three different families. Investigators believe financial gain was the motive behind the multiple marriages. Burdick is scheduled to appear in court late this month. Is this supposed to be for financial gain? What did he use to propose?
Dum, 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 dum.
Three times?
Dum, 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 dum.
That had to be some financing there.